This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Did Trump try to hide documents?
Pretty compelling evidence that he was hands-on.
Verdict against Alex Jones.
This is a moment years in the making.
Respiratory illness hits kids.
We're going to see a lot more activity emerge in the next few months.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Federal investigators are talking to a witness who worked at former President Trump's Florida estate. An individual with knowledge of the probe says Trump directed that person to move boxes of documents marked top secret after a subpoena was issued in May. There's also video evidence of boxes being handled. Later, the FBI got a search warrant. It's not known if those boxes were among those seized. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
This information that, in fact, employees agreed to be interviewed by the FBI and are now confirming that it was Trump himself who was asking them to move boxes, which is also corroborated by the security tapes, puts former President Trump in the thick of things.
The House committee investigating the Capitol attack holds what's expected to be its final public hearing in a few hours. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
This hearing is going to look and sound a little bit different. There'll be no live witnesses in the room, and all nine members of the panel are going to make part of the presentation, what's been characterized as a closing argument. Since we last saw them, the committee has collected new records from the U.S. Secret Service, an agency they'd previously accused of stonewalling, and they scored a long sought-after interview with Ginny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
For the second time, a jury has come down hard on conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who peddled lies about the Sandy Hook school attack on his media platforms. This time, a Connecticut jury ordered him to pay nearly $1 billion to victims' relatives and an FBI agent.
Robbie Parker's daughter was killed. Then he was personally targeted by Jones, who called him a crisis actor.
For anybody that still chooses to listen to that man, just ask yourself, what has he ever given you? And compare that to whatever it is that he's taken from you.
The family say Jones profited off their grief to make big money from his listeners. Jones' attorney, Norm Pattis, promises an appeal, calling it a dark day for free speech.
From my perspective, this is as dark and disturbing an experience in court as I have had in a professional lifetime.
Dave Maker for CBS News, Waterbury, Connecticut.
Overseas, Russia continues its missile assault on major cities in Ukraine. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in southern Ukraine.
There are more attacks overnight. Kamikaze drone strikes outside of Kyiv that set off air raid sirens and sent people to the shelters once again. Mykolaiv, a city that's also been targeted, was hit once again, dropping a five-story building. These are exactly the kind of attacks that President Zelensky is begging international help to help stop. Missile defense systems to stop these missiles from raining down in residential areas, spreading death and destruction and terror across the nation. Charlie Daggett, Zaporizhia, Ukraine.
Now to Los Angeles, where the former head of the city council has now resigned her seat as outrage swirls over her racist remarks caught on tape. CBS's Mark Strassman says there's now increased scrutiny.
The investigation will look into whether three L.A. City Council members violated state or federal voting rights laws. Local labor leader Ron Herrera discusses redistricting with former City Council President Nuri Martinez. Both resigned their posts this week.
I get what we have to do, right? Just massage to create districts that benefit you all.
Ridley Thomas is suspended from his position and facing trial on federal bribery charges.
Law scholar Jessica Levinson says the case against those involved in the meeting could be serious.
What we have are discussions not just about increasing Latino voting power, but taken in context, potentially also about diluting African-American voting power.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Three U.S. Navy officers have been reprimanded in connection with the February death of SEAL candidate Kyle Mullen. He collapsed and died of acute pneumonia after completing the grueling training known as Hell Week. CBS's David Martin spoke with Mullen's mother.
My son was being carried by another man. He could barely walk.
A Navy investigation found that after 5 days of nonstop physical stress on 4 hours sleep, Mullen was so short of breath he had to be given oxygen and move from one location to another by ambulance. But he was allowed to keep going.
My son wasn't treated medically by the medical team. 2 times they could have saved his life. 2 times!
Two officers in charge of SEAL training received warning letters that almost certainly killed their chances of further promotion.
Police outside Savannah, Georgia say a toddler reported missing by his mother last week is believed to be dead, and she is a suspect in the case. Police tweet says no arrests have been made and charges have not been filed. The FDA says there's a shortage of Adderall, the drug that treats ADHD, because of manufacturing delays. This Michigan pharmacist says it's been especially hard to get the medication in higher doses.
We work with our doctor, and either they have to take a lesser amount or they use a combination of the other strengths to equal the strength that they need, so they might have to take more than one tablet.
Doctors report a nationwide spike in the respiratory illness known as RSV, which can be dangerous for young children. Sarah England's daughter, Ophelia, needed hospital treatment and 5 days on a ventilator.
You could just see her kind of breathing really hard. And I was like, this doesn't feel right. All the emotions kind of flooded in of like how close we were to almost losing her.
One Indianapolis doctor says cases are running 3 times higher than normal. Little Francesco Bruno has spent every day of his young life in the hospital, a rare genetic condition affecting his bones and muscles. He needed a ventilator to breathe properly. But this week, Francesco, who turns 3 in a couple of months, was well enough to go home in suburban Chicago for the first time. His dad says it begins an exciting new chapter.
Overwhelmed, really happy, everything all together. Overjoyed. It's just a melting pot of emotions.
He'll need care at home where 6 brothers and sisters are helping him settle in. ACT test scores, designed to show if high schoolers are ready for college coursework, are at the lowest level in 30 years. A report shows 42% of seniors who took the test in the class of 2022 met none of the individual subject benchmarks.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone, and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
A court win for Twitter, Facebook, and other social media sites that want to retain the right to censor offensive content.
A 3-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court siding with the social media giants, temporarily blocking a Texas law from being enforced until the U.S. Supreme Court can take it up.
If a site does block or restrict a user based on viewpoint, the user can file suit against the site to get back online.
Republican State Senator Brian Hughes authored the law. Tech industry representative NetChoice filed suit to stop it. Its general counsel, Carl Szabo.
The First Amendment forbids government from forcing anyone or any business from saying something they don't want to say.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
President Biden has designated his first national monument of his administration at Camp Hale, Colorado, a World War II training site. It's now popular for campers and hikers. Republicans call it a land grab that will prevent oil and gas drilling. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.